It's been a horrendous few days. And what's made it even harder has been having to watch like this.
Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's celebrating the Supreme Court opinion today. He says going forward, June 24th will be an annual holiday for the office of the Attorney General.
Nope, you. You don't get a holiday to celebrate the loss of rights for millions of people when you already have one, and it's called Columbus Day.
Ah, the old Columbus Day thing. You heard us. Then they put a litter of kittens into a blender and made smoothies. You know, to show that they care, because that's the no sense of irony. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. Well, happy Monday to you. Your first Monday after the Supreme Court decision, which has really got the Democrats. You know, you can tell they're upset when the number of arsons across the country skyrocket. And has there been a lot of looting, or mostly just criminal violence and arson and smashing? But there's been burning, right? And the attempted murder of the police officer in Los Angeles. And the media can't get this straight. I don't know, it's a flamethrower or a blowtorch or an explosive device. But police officer in Los Angeles burned by the Democrats. And I don't mean, you know, like they stunned him on the internet or something. I mean, they set him on fire, because that's what they do. And they, they're attacking pro-life centers in Richmond, Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia, in Oregon, in Los Angeles, well, around the country. They love death more than you love life. And, of course, the members of the Supreme Court themselves are in grave danger. Grave danger? What other kind is there? And their families as well. And the crazy Democrats, they went to the home of Justice Clarence Thomas, and the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, really whipped themselves up into a frenzy, got their panties in quite a tight wedge over Ginny Thomas, a friend of mine and my best girls, and a great American who loves America and the truth. And they've really put a target on her, haven't they? Remember that putting a target on Gabrielle Giffords thing when that psychopath showed up in the parking lot and shot and, you know, he actually shot and killed a federal judge, but he was a Republican. But never mind that, the Democrats and their psycho stuff. And that's the news media. Remember the guy that did it with the psycho with the shaved head and stuff? He was a George W. Bush hating, Rumsfeld hating, crazy Democrat who shot Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. And they said, oh, it all happened because Sarah Palin put a target on her district, you know, because you want to defeat certain members of Congress. So you have a congressional map and you put little targets on it like Target, you know, the big box store. And they said, oh, it all happened because Sarah Palin put somewhere on the internet where nobody saw. And that guy certainly didn't see. And now here come the Democrats putting targets on the backs and on the fronts and on the foreheads of Supreme Court justices and their families, their spouses, their children. And the Democrats continue to go to their homes, even after the psychopath with the gun was caught outside the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, not far from this very radio station. And they continue to, what is the big thing, Michael? Michael Piercy sitting across from here. I'm back from a week off, a week vacation with my best girl and lots of family members. I think a total of 17 family members in South Haven, Michigan, which is in the United States of America in the best possible way. Right there on Lake Michigan, which is one of your great lakes. And there are five of those. And if you show, I've got T-shirts that just show the outline of the Great Lakes. And I love showing it to liberals and saying, what is this? And they have no idea. It's like a Rorschach test for anti-American Americans. Amazing stuff. But on vacation, and then on Friday, I see this was, it's a risk you run. And on Friday, I saw, oh, the Supreme Court has made their decision and the big announcement in the Dobbs case. And oh, no, abortion, our holy and sacred abortion thing. They love abortion. Gosh, they love abortion, don't they? and they burn places because abortion, and they attack the police and try to set police on fire. What is it with them and firebombing stuff, the left? They're like psychotic children with packs of matches and cans of gasoline. Even before I left on vacation, they had already firebombed a pro-life organization in Madison, Wisconsin, with Molotov cocktails. Firebombed a pro-life organization in Portland, Oregon. They had firebombed two churches in North Carolina. There were Catholic churches attacked over the weekend, that is to say yesterday, primarily. And they love to graffiti. They love to, this is one of their new slogans for the Democrat Party. We love criminals. Okay, that's one of their slogans. But their new slogan is if abortion isn't safe, you aren't either. Now, that's really psychotic, mentally ill, dangerous, you should be incarcerated, terrorist stuff. And it's perfectly mainstream Democrat Party think at this point in 2022. Abortion isn't safe. I don't know if you're aware of this. Abortion is a medical procedure. And in every one of these medical procedures, an innocent person dies. Now, they're entirely in favor of mass murderers that have been convicted of committing heinous crimes, mutilation, murders, and political assassinations. Speaking of which, you see John Hinckley is recruiting for his band, and Democrats are signing up all over the place. Democrats are sounding like, I don't even play the guitar, but I'll learn just to hang out with a would-be presidential assassin because we're Democrats, and we're not well. We're not well at all. But I'll get to John Hinckley a little bit later on. They're quite insane. So they're burning things. They're attacking. Who knows how many? I assume millions in damage over the weekend because Democrats. I said my best girl and I, we went down to the Supreme Court yesterday, and there are a lot of mental people. Mental people. One woman with a whistle and people with boat horns, and they scream and yell, and they're really mentally unstable. My best girl and I were watching some of this, and we were mostly laughing at them. But feeling sorry for their parents. We did have a conversation about, you know, this psychotic woman with the whistle has parents. She's got a mother somewhere and a father and maybe brothers and sisters. Definitely not a boyfriend. Most definitely not a boyfriend. Oh, and they're so unwell. Boy, are they unwell. They're unwell. And we've got stories from, not from South Haven, Michigan, which is a place of peace and of relative sanity, an oasis in a torrent of madness out there in the world. But the I'm telling you, we went to Holland, Michigan on Saturday after leaving South Haven, and we went to Saugatuck. We had lunch in Saugatuck. It's actually called Saugatuck. I'm not mispronouncing it. That's what it's called. And Saugatuck, very nice nice river and very nice place. And then we went to Holland, Michigan, and we parked. We're just going to go hiking around before heading to the airport to fly home on Saturday. And we're driving through town, and there's City Hall, and there's a big park. What do they call it? They might call it Central Park. And we saw there's a festival of some kind going on in the park there in Holland, Michigan. It was settled by Dutch people from Holland. So they called the town Holland. And they refer to what they settled there as a colony. They're going to have to rename it now because, you know, the Democrats are anti-colonial or something like that. And so my best girl and I, we parked and we walked over, figured maybe we get a snack or something because there are tents set up in this park across from City Hall in Holland, Michigan. And we walk in, and in fact, it was a great big, like, Children Are Gay festival. And the whole park was this Children Are Gay festival. And they had, I even got a little bit of audio from the thing. We're going to play from you. I sent it to Michael Piercy over the weekend of these crazy people screaming and chanting in the park in Holland, Michigan. And there was someone there reading from the Bible. So these teenagers who aren't really old enough to know whether they're gay or not are screaming at this person, "You spread hate. You spread hate." He's reading from the Bible. And these crazy, indoctrinated, brainwashed, glassy-eyed zombie. You know, I figured out while I was on vacation over the weekend that, you know, the dreaded zombie apocalypse that we've all been fearing? That, not really, we haven't really all been fearing it. But the Democrat Party is the zombie apocalypse. Isn't that amazing? They're the zombie apocalypse. We have identified the zombie apocalypse, and it is the Democrat Party. And so they had these teenagers out there screaming, man reading from the Bible, standing on something of a soapbox, and these teenagers, a mob of them, are screaming at the top of their lungs like psychotics, because this is what the Democrats raise people to be, and they have the school system. So they have your children by the throat, and they're teaching them to be mental and to be gay and trans. They're definitely teaching this. You know, it's on the test, and you don't even want to know about the test because, you know, it's illegal in a lot of states, this test. But they, the children, they have the children screaming, you spread hate, over and over and over and over again. They like this over and over thing. And why are these children out there in this park on a Saturday dressed in rainbows screaming at a man reading from the Bible that he spreads hate? Well, of course, they're spreading hate. And then my best friend and I, we were walking away sort of saying, well, you know, look what the Democrats are doing, even in Holland, Michigan. And the schools, we really, you know, my friend Seton Motley keeps saying, we got to end public schools because public schools are the cancer in the United States of America. And it may be onto something there. And we're walking away, and here comes a woman who you could tell from satellite photos is a single mother, right? From any still photo, from her driver's license photo, you'd look at it and say, this is a single woman. And then a satellite photo, you see her walking with her 9-year-old daughter, and you'd say, that is a single mother. That is definitely a single mother. And they're coming skipping at us, mom and the 9-year-old little girl. And the little girl is wearing a T-shirt. And that's our estimate, 9 years old. And she's wearing a T-shirt. It says, the T-shirt in huge letters says, yeah, I said it out loud. I'm gay. And I'm like, you're nine. You know, you don't know what gay is. You don't know whether you're gay or not. And her mother had a big smile walking behind her with her 9-year-old daughter wearing, yeah, I said it out loud. I'm gay. And my best girl and I think we're walking along smiling because we're normal people. And we saw the people coming toward us. We go to smile at them, and I see the T-shirt on the little girl. And it's possible that the physiognomy of my face changed just a little bit. And the woman scowled at us because she perhaps thought that we didn't approve of her 9-year-old being indoctrinated to be gay at the age of 9. Just leave the kids alone, creepy creeps. Party of Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and the internship program of Bill Clinton's White House and on and on. Speaking of the Democrat Party, and there's a lot more to get to and all that stuff, too. Yeah, Holland, Michigan, look what they've done. They're a toxin. They're a poison. Just leave the children alone, creepy creeps, honestly. Here is a headline from the Daily Mail and not the Washington Post. Trans woman, that means a man. That's a Democrat with a penis and testicles. Trans woman, 29, meaning 29 years old, from Los Angeles, beats 13-year-old girl to win first place at New York City Women's Skateboarding Contest. Who could imagine that a 29-year-old man would beat a 13-year-old girl in an athletic competition? And the Democrats, they applaud this. Isn't this great? Because trans, 29-year-old man, got junk, you know, male genitalia and all this stuff, beats 13-year-old girl, steals the $500 in prize money from her. He might as well hit her over the head and just steal stuff from her. But this is good with Democrats. Ricky Trez, 29, who is trans, won the women's division of the Border Open in New York City to take home $500 in prize money. They deliberately misspelled border, too, because the left wants an illiterate society as well, where everything is misspelled. And the 13-year-old Shiloh Katori from Florida came in second place. Came in second place. Better get used to it, because, you know, men make all the best women these days, thanks to the Democrats. And now grown men make the best little girls. And when you're 9, you come out as gay. And when you're five, they want to teach you that you're trans because they're the Democrat Party and they're burning places because they don't like a Supreme Court decision on Friday. That's your Democrat Party in 2022. This is a midterm election year. We are at 888-630-9625.
But this was a contest for children.
Yeah, and Homer beat their brains out.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
You know, so the Democrats immediately started smashing things and setting things on fire and attacking the police because they're a violent political party and they love criminals and hate the police. And they don't seem to be big fans of little tiny babies. What do you think about that? The Twitter. Have you heard of this? The Twitter, it's very popular. Someone named Brick Suit. Goes by the name Brick Suit, probably not his real name, tweeted out, "I haven't seen Democrats this mad since yesterday." Gee, you got to be really angry to be a Democrat. Got to be fuming all the time. And the, you know, the January 6th. Have you heard about this January 6th thing? There was a dust-up. Is that, that's what it's called, right? A dust-up? The dust-up for a couple of hours on Capitol Hill, January 6th last year. That was about 3 months before a Democrat racist perpetrated a suicide attack on the Capitol and murdered a U.S. Capitol police officer named William Evans. That wasn't really a big story because it was a Democrat racist, like the Democrat racist in Buffalo, New York, that murdered 10 people in a grocery store there. He is a racist, all right, and he's self-described as a communist and as a member of the authoritarian left and as an eco, you know, he's an eco-fascist because he's very concerned about the, you know, ecology, that stuff. Oh, by the way, while we're on the air today, we could have more decisions from the Supreme Court that would cause the Democrats to burn and loot things and attack the police again because they're a violent political party and threaten members of the Supreme Court and their families. But the January 6th thing, they got these big, it's a TV show with Adam Schiff, and the news media is pretending that it's a legitimate congressional hearing. It's not. It's not a legitimate congressional committee because the minority party, the Republicans, were not allowed to pick the members to be seated on the committee. So it's a completely illegitimate process. And I got Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, and that's it. The anti-Republican Republicans. And pretty amazing stuff. The Babylon Bee with a great headline, "Dems pause January 6th hearings to call for insurrection." Say to call for insurrection because the Democrats are now, because the Supreme Court didn't rule the way the Democrats want. So naturally, they're violent across the country in large numbers in an orchestrated way, many of them in uniforms, Antifa and things like that. And all of this over the weekend was insurrection.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Ah, yes, the Democrats. That was Los Angeles, California, where the Democrats brought explosive devices to hurl at the police in an effort to kill or injure them. Because the left, and they're not liberals, these people, they're the left, because the left has murdered more people than any gang of murderers in the history of the world. You know, radical Islamists, going back to the founding of the United States and before, have nothing on the left. The left, you know, they're the biggest murderers in the world and in the history of the world. Just look at Chairman Mao and Joseph Stalin and Herr Hitler with his Socialist Workers' Party and their final solution. They were number three in the 20th century, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, behind Stalin and Mao when it comes to murdering millions of people. And, of course, the commies in China, they gave us the Wuhan Red Death, didn't they? How many millions of deaths now attributed to the Wuhan Red Death? Seems to have kind of blown over, huh? A little blown over. Where's Anthony Fauci? The witness protection program, where's he? But all this violence over the weekend, they love this word, insurrection, the January 6th thing, right? Boy, I wish that hadn't happened. I wish that dozens of people had not misbehaved on January 6th. Because it is, they're stuck to it like glue. As Vladimir Putin would say, I'm rubber and you're glue. What you say bounces off me and sticks to you. That's Vlad Putin said that because he's Vlad the Impaler. It's kind of a crazy thing, isn't it?
I remember when we were young and would bicker out in the yard. We would say, I'm rubber and you're glue. Bad names bounce off me and stick to you. We always see our own qualities in other people and assume that they are just like us.
Yeah, that's what the left does. They think that everybody's as psychotic as they are. They don't recognize that. This is why they reject normal, right? That's why they've waged war, declared war on normal. Normal is bad. Good is bad. It all started when, I think, in the 1970s, the term bad came to mean good. You know, that's bad. You mean good? Yeah, of course I mean good when I say bad. Because, you know, it may have started there. amazing stuff. But I like words. I use words. It's part of what I do for a living. And they love this word insurrection. And I think that, as I'm fond of saying, they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. It's a very common trait among people on the left. They like to, you know, stretch their mouths so the big words will come right out. And they usually don't know, or very often at least, don't know what they mean. But insurrection, you can go to insurrection on the on Al Gore's amazing internet. Have you seen this amazing internet? It really is something. It might catch on. A violent uprising against an authority or government, you see. That's the generic definition. Then let's go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. An act or instance of revolting against civil authority. Revolting. Yeah, that's right. They're revolting. Well, they are revolting. They're definitely revolting. There's no doubt. No doubt about that. I was down at the Supreme Court yesterday, and let me tell you something. They are revolting. They're like peasants, aren't they?
It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
That's exactly right. Merriam-Webster, an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. So everything the Democrats do is an insurrection. If the Supreme Court doesn't go the way they want, they engage in acts of revolting against civil authority, in this case, the Supreme Court, or an established government. That's the U.S. government and our system of government. And it doesn't say and an established government. It doesn't have to be an act or instance of revolting against civil authority and an established government or an established government. And clearly every riot, every instance of looting, every instance of mass political violence, mob political violence, which the Democrats are known for, is an insurrection. Every single one of them, based on Merriam-Webster's definition, act or instance of revolting against civil authority. And anytime something happens in the government, you know, they want to do away with the filibuster. They want to pack the Supreme Court. These are, and this is, you know, Democrat leadership in Congress and Joe Biden, for that matter. But he says he doesn't want to pack the court. But he lies all the time. And most of the time he doesn't know what he's, you know, what he's saying. Because he used the words, but he doesn't know what they mean. And the I also was Googling today Caligula, you know, the Roman emperor, because today in America kind of smells a lot like the final days of Rome with sexual perversity you know, I mean, everybody's transgender, and 5-year-olds are transgender. The 9-year-old has a, yeah, I said it, I'm gay. You're 9, you know, you're not gay, you're 9, right? You're not sexual. And whoever it is that's sexualizing you is a pervert. Remember that word, pervert? That's a pretty good word. Because that person is perverted. And, you know, that Ghislaine Maxwell is on her way to prison, apparently. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, who didn't kill himself, his fixer recruiter to get the kids, to groom them. Now the Democrats have taken it to the school system, this grooming thing, because they're creepy. But I looked up Caligula. I Googled Caligula just to give it a look. And it's funny, the first thing that pops up is former Roman emperor. Former? Who's the current Roman emperor? If Caligula's a former Roman emperor, I want to know who's the current Roman emperor. These people, everyone is illiterate, and we're amazing. It's an amazing thing. So, yeah, crazy people at the Supreme Court yesterday, and we went down there. The Washington Post today, front page, as Roe falls. That sounds like as Rome falls. If you just put an M in there, it would be as Rome falls. As Rome falls, a clinic fears. Really? Because pro-life places are being firebombed with Molotov cocktails by Democrats who love death more than you love life. But that's not in the story. As Rome falls, a clinic fears. Run by 2 generations of women, center continues to perform abortions in Michigan for now. For now. Well, thank dog for that, because dog is their co-pilot, you know, and that you wouldn't thank God for abortion. Oh, but wait, they did, didn't they? Yeah, some Democrats did. They think God and Jesus love abortion. And then they got that guy, Kendrick Lamar, with his... did you see his crown of diamond-studded thorns? Did you see this? You didn't see it, did you? He's performing in England, Kendrick Lamar, who got the Pulitzer Prize for using the N-word and the B-word describing black people and women in his really bad music. But, you know, the pathetic left just sucks up to the lowest forms of life in our culture and promotes them. Kendrick Lamar in England... with his, one of the headlines is a blood-soaked protest, something like that, to the Supreme Court in the United States. Maybe you should go to France, where it's more restrictive than Mississippi, but that's okay. And he's wearing a, from Tiffany and Company, a crown of thorns, like he's Jesus. And it has, what is it, 8,000 diamonds in it? 8,000 diamonds, because he's being oppressed in a terrible and racist America. And it was, and he pressed it down in his head, and it's apparently bleeding or fake blood all over the place, and he's bleeding all over his white shirt. And it was the news media and Kendrick Lamar, Pulitzer Prize winner, decided this was a protest in favor of abortion or something, which they call women's rights. Women's rights. Because... you know, what is it, 15 weeks? 15 weeks. It's they really, they're crazy. And they're very excited. Democrats, and this is their actual lead story on the front page of the Washington Post today. Democrats seize on abortion decision. So this is the best thing that could have happened to them. This is another lie that the media is telling you on the one hand and omitting from reporting on the other hand, because the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. The Democrats love this Supreme Court decision because now they've got something to run on. Joe Biden said he's in Europe being a total loser at the G7 and NATO meetings. And what a loser we've got as a president, I got to tell you. But he said Roe versus Wade is on the ballot in November. And he wants it to be the centerpiece because they love death. And they certainly don't want the economy and inflation. And, you know, he's tampon shortage Joe. We still have a tampon shortage in America because of Joe Biden. And paper products and food and vegetables and the grocery stores and all kinds of shortages. They don't want, you know, gas prices and inflation and grocery stores to be on the ballot. So they're thrilled that the Supreme Court came up with this decision. Candidates seek to capitalize on ire. See, it's the ire again. I haven't seen the Democrats this mad since yesterday. Ahead of midterms, GOP targets inflation, crime. Well, that's because the Republicans are focusing on things that affect hundreds of millions of Americans, and the Democrats have found a polarizing wedge issue that they think they can use to make people angry. The ire. They're focusing on ire because that's who they are and that's what they're about. And then the front page of the Metro section, in Maryland, meeting the moment with abortion access in peril. Two women open clinic serving people in later stages of pregnancy. I think that PBS, which is funded with taxpayer dollars, the Panhandler Broadcasting System, should show a third trimester abortion, or five of them. And, they, you know, they got the, all these TV shows, Frontline and all that stuff. They should show them because they're no big deal. We know that because they told us. But for some reason, remember when CBS News sent a camera up? Then their anchor woman was Katie Couric. And they sent a camera crew up her colon. You remember this? It was like Fantastic Voyage, you know, with Raquel Welch and Donald Pleasance, except without the laser beams. But they and the American viewers got to travel inside of Katie Couric's colon because they were showing us how important it was to get a colonoscopy and the things you could find in there. Car keys, flashlights, all kinds of things. And how did this get in here? And Katie Couric, and that was okay for evening news broadcast. But for some reason, the media has not chosen to show us. You know, they got this, like, you ever see, there's a show called Dr. Pimple Popper. Have you ever seen that? That is the most disgusting stuff that the, I've seen about 3 minutes of it, and that was plenty. And they, you know, show all kinds of surgery and, like, the car accident channel with, you know, emergency room stuff, show all kinds of stuff. But for some reason, nobody shows this. Why is that? That's kind of curious, isn't it? But here it is, the front page. They're praising these two women because in Maryland, they're going to serve people. It's like that Twilight Zone episode, To Serve Man. It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook. And they're serving later stages of pregnancies, which is good. Like when the kid could survive outside the womb and, you know, lose a skateboard competition in New York City to a 29-year-old guy from California. That's what's going on here. So they're very excited. The Washington Post, they're promoting this stuff. They're also very upset the Supreme Court, while I was on vacation, came down with their Second Amendment law, and their lead story in the Metro section, Maryland may have to change gun law. They got to make it more strict. They want to restrict, you know, I got to tell you, I keep talking about things that are on T-shirts at the Chris Plant store, like Remember Normal, and the Democrats are anti-normal. Remember Normal is T-shirts and coffee mugs, Chris Plant store. And the left is coming for your rights. The left is definitely coming for your rights. The Supreme Court may, while we're on the air, rule on the high school football coach that wanted to say a little prayer at the end of football games. Democrats are against that, but they're in favor of after-school Satan clubs. That should tell you a lot about the Democrat Party. They love coast-to-coast after-school Satan clubs. Satan. But if a high school coach somewhere in America wants to take a knee for 15 seconds and say a quick prayer, thank God that his high school teenage players were not injured during the course of play, then the Democrats want to trample that man's rights. Religious freedom, freedom of speech. You know, they're shutting down churches during the Wuhan, but all going to dinner at the French Laundry in large groups. And, of course, you know, having group gropes like raves in Europe where the monkeypox was being spread. Democrats have some funny ideas. And when I say funny, I mean like funny-smelling socks in the bottom of a teenager's closet. You know, not ha-ha funny. All right, so I'm just scratching the surface on a lot of stuff here. But the Democrats very upset, violently, criminally insane mobs of Democrats burning and attacking because, you know, abortion. Crazy. Crazy, man. All right, we're at 888-630-9625.
Could it be Satan?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I got a lot of stuff stacked up here, you know, being on vacation for a week and what the Supreme Court decisions on Thursday and Friday, Second Amendment and the Democrats' blood right abortion. And there may be more while we're on the air today about religious freedoms, which the Democrats are against because after school Satan Club, good, quick Christian prayer after a football game. Prohibited. Bad. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Bob calling from Tacoma Park, Maryland. Oh, Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, Senor Planty, how I do love thee. So, shouldn't we update the Democrat Party's slogan? It used to be diversity is our strength, but now we could just say perversity is our strength.
Ah, I see. You see, you've taken a rhyming, and they, you know how they love rhyming, the Democrats. They love chanting and rhyming. Hey, hey, ho, ho. I was down at the Supreme Court yesterday. They were chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho. They do that a lot. Perversity is our strength. It could be. That's bumper stickerable. And the Democrats, every thought that one of them has to be bumper stickerable, of course. And perversity is our strength. Because that's, you know, that's the that is the Democrat Party today. They are the party of Caligula. They are the party of after school Satan Club, but banning school prayer. They're the party of insurrection. They perpetrate insurrection just this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What were they chanting, Michael? What were they chanting in Washington, D.C.?
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
I think they're anti-police.
Burn the precinct to the ground.
This is Democrats. It's the mainstream of the Democrat Party. It's an arsonist party. It's a party of, we don't want more arsonists in our party, but they're using Molotov cocktails and firebombing pro-life places, churches, all over the place. And it's not even in the news because our filthy, corrupt news media, I'm being generous even using the terminology, they cover it up.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.